This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's the snap back to Fernando. Has time rolling over the middle. He's got Becker. Oh, what a catch! Charlie Becker! Touchdown, Indiana! Tremendous throw by Fernando Mendoza, but what a catch by Becker, who had to leap and pull it in.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Westwood One, courtesy of the call there on radio, is Indiana, steals the soul of Alabama, embarrasses Alabama, humiliates Alabama, D, all of the above, 38-3. Wow. I laid the points with Indiana. I thought Indiana could win the game by 10, win the game by 13, 14. I did not expect 38-3, even as someone that liked Indiana to win the game and told you why earlier in the week, because I thought Alabama was going to be one-dimensional and Indiana's a more complete team. I am surprised on the margin of victory and how easy it was for Indiana. And we'll talk about that game in a second, but got some comments in the YouTube chat I want to get to here. And we will start taking phone calls, and we have a text line also, probably next week on the show, but as we move into 2026. But our friend Sports Wager saying it was always Ole Miss. Apparently it was, so Ole Miss won last night. Our friend Anthony Miglior calls Trinidad James is the rapper, Winadad, all gold, everything. And a couple people disagreeing with me on my take that Chambliss looked like Michael Vick in the second half of the game. Obviously, Vick is way faster than Chambliss and had a stronger arm, and he's lefty. I'm not insinuating that they look the same. It's the video game comparison. That it looked like you were playing Michael Vick and Madden back in the day with him evading those rushers. But appreciate all the comments in the YouTube chat. Keep them coming on YouTube and Twitch, and we will keep interacting with you here in the new era of You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. So as the game is wrapping up last night, the Rose Bowl, I'm thinking about how I want to try and put it into context, like what had just happened. Indiana, an afterthought, a doormat in college football for my entire life. Last had won a bowl game in the 1991 Copper Bowl. Shout out to the Copper Bowl and all the bowls that no longer exist. Indiana hadn't won a bowl since 1991. And Indiana, one of the just deadbeat teams in college football for a long, long time, defeated the preeminent college football program of this generation, embarrassed the preeminent college football program of this generation, and did it not on like a sleepy Saturday in October, not in Indiana, not in Tuscaloosa, at the granddaddy of them all, at the Rose Bowl. Indiana and Kurt Cignetti, to me, Walter White in Breaking Bad. If you never watched Breaking Bad, you should. It's one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Walt is a high school chemistry teacher and works part-time at a car wash. Completely overlooked. Someone who, like, and is evil. We can get that. I'm not saying Kurt Cignetti and Indiana are evil, but someone with all this ability and talent percolating, right? And ultimately ends up becoming the kingpin and ends up running the show and ends up bullying the bullies. Kurt Cignetti is Heisenberg. Kurt Cignetti took a floundering operation and turned it into number one and did it very, very quickly. Kurt Cignetti is the one who knocks. Say their name. You're G-damn right. Unbelievable. 2 years, and Kurt Cignetti has taken Indiana to the college football playoff semis, undefeated, number one team in the country, and absolutely emasculated Kalen DeBoer in Alabama in the Rose Bowl. And honestly, like, if you're Alabama, and if you're Kalen DeBoer, would you rather have lost to Oklahoma? Like, just, like, lose in that game to Oklahoma. Like, have the comeback and fall short. Would that have been better than this for Alabama? Like, is the seat hotter for DeBoer with the way this went and losing to Indiana? At least Oklahoma has got some pelts on the wall. And Indiana's better than Oklahoma, but I think you understand what I'm saying. This is just, I mean, DEFCON 1 right now for Kalen DeBoer, whose seat is, like, currently in, it's not, the seat's not hot. It's in flames. And now just can he survive into next year? I think he'll be the head coach week one next year. But if it starts going poorly, he gonna be out of a job. That's how bad this was. This wasn't like they gave it the good old college try and fell short at the end. No, they got embarrassed. And they got called out for it by the broadcast team. With Herb Street saying, this is embarrassing. With Fowler saying, this is embarrassing. Questioning the fire and the fight and the want to of Alabama. Not some curtain jerking jabroni program. The Alabama Crimson Tide. And Indiana absolutely stepped on their throat. Unbelievable performance. Unbelievable. This felt like a paradigm shift. Like a brave new world in college football. With Indiana slamming Alabama. And because Indiana won, we got another really awesome post-game snippet from Indiana quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner, Fernando Mendoza.
Well, first of all, my team and I want to give all the glory to God. What a historic venue, the Rose Bowl, one of the best venues in all of sports. It's just a great conglomerate of individuals coming together and really forming complementary football. Coach Shig has hit on us. No complacency. And especially when you have a bye, it's tough to get in the rhythm of football. But once we got our feet on the ground, we knew that we were going to stick together and come out with this W.
You bet on this Friday. Nick Costos here with you. Happy New Year, everybody, on Westwood One Sports. We are presented by BetMGM. Now, Fernando Mendoza's legit, right? That's who Fernando Mendoza is. There's no question that we've seen enough Fernando Mendoza sounds and clips over the years to know that he is being himself. This is like if you ask ChatGPT or AI, hey, ChatGPT, give me, like, the best answer that a quarterback could possibly give after a win like this. And that's what you get from Fernando Mendoza, who we think is going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. We'll see what happens if Trinidad Chambliss declares, or even if Arch Manning declares. But great stuff from Indiana, stuffing Alabama into a locker. I liked Indiana in the game. I never thought I'd say that. 38-3. Kurt Cignetti, Heisenberg, Indiana, the one who knocks. And Indiana, with Ohio State bounced, we'll talk about Ohio State-Miami to close the hour in a little bit. Indiana is now your favorite to win the national championship. And next Friday night, in the Peach Bowl, Indiana will have a rematch with Oregon. From the game they played in Eugene earlier this year. Because Oregon, in the opener yesterday in the Orange Bowl, in one of the worst sporting events I've ever watched. Like, usually when a sporting event's bad, like, you don't have to turn it off. Like, you can't turn off a college football. Like, especially for me, I gotta talk about these games. And I bet Oregon, so, like, it should have been like, wow, this is awesome. Oregon just got control the whole game. The game was miserable. Oregon shuts out Texas Tech 23-0. And honestly, like, Texas Tech, you wasted our time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You wasted our time. Great. You beat every team in the Big 12 by 22 points or more. Apparently the Big 12 is the worst conference ever because you couldn't even sniff this game. And it's not even like Oregon played great. Oregon, like the final margin of victory, this was like a two-score game for a long time. Texas Tech couldn't even sniff it. Mike Leach in football heaven is probably looking down watching the Texas Tech offense like Marlon Brando in The Godfather when Sonny Corleone gets whacked at the toll booth. Look at how they massacred my boy. Look at this offense. It was offensive. So yeah, credit Dante Moore, credit Dan Lanning, credit Oregon. Oregon got the job done. I just like, Texas Tech, go away. I don't want to hear it. Like, you can't get a bye and be like this upstart team with all this new money and perform like that in a big spot. Because it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to waste the time of everybody that's excited to watch these games. And this ain't a group of five team. It's Texas Tech. And they were miserable in this game. See you later. See you in September, Texas Tech. Bye. And of course, credit to the Oregon Ducks. We got one more game we got to hit in the college football playoff quarterfinals, and we will do that on the other side. As Miami, on New Year's Eve, with the big upset against Ohio State, which made me very sad as someone who was invested in Ohio State to win the national championship. I've got a take on the game that I think is going to piss some people off. I'm excited to share that with everybody. And then I'm going to give you my early thoughts and bets on the college football playoff semifinal and the one outright upset that I have already bet. That's coming up next to wrap up hour number one here on a Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.